Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some might look at the stats and the target share and think that Caleb might be too locked in, you know, almost to his detriment. What do you say to that?
I think Caleb's doing a great job going through his progressions and his reads, you know. I've had a fair share where I'm the number one reads. I think all the guys in the room have their fair share. And, I've been on the receiving end of a lot of those, you know, first read plays and some of those. But I don't think that's something that Caleb does often, you know what I mean? I think he goes through his progressions and plays ball.
First and goal, fake handoff, Williams, end zone, incomplete. Only the third time Romo Odunze has been targeted. Again, it wasn't a perfectly thrown pass.
No, he just put it in front of him. You know, he makes Odunze, they get exactly what they want off the play action. He's running away from Geno Stone. Just lay it out in front of him.
Rome didn't have a great day catching the ball. I did think that he was a plus player on the field because of what he was doing as a blocker.
Lawrence, it seems like he had a role that he played quite nicely for a team that had 576 yards of offense.
He also dropped a first down and a touchdown.
Yeah, and you know, his drop problems are kind of an issue, and we have discussed. But I believe a week ago, Rome Odunze had the biggest game of his career.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
So yes.
He's widely thought of as a wide receiver having a breakout season and a very important part of an offense that's finding its footing. The fourth best offense in the NFL by yards gained. And Rome Odunze is a big part of that.
And he was a big part of it. Like, think of it. Not that we would have to explain this to Rome. But
to his father, we might.
We might. But one, he's someone who is thought of in high regard, like by everyone up there. And it's not like Caleb's not going to throw. He prefers throwing the ball to Rome Odunze.
Yeah.
But the way that Rome was getting to the second level and setting an edge, like some of the stuff that they asked him to do as a blocker was phenomenal. Now, he's not EQ. Like, he's not Equanimeous St. Brown. That's not why he's brought in here to be a wide receiver who's going to do some of that stuff.
Oh, no. He's supposed to be more like...
He's an X.
Yeah, DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
I mean, not quite that fast or that big, but you know what I mean.
He's
big-bodied X receiver.
Yeah.
Real deal number one.
There are going to be games when you're not the focal point of the offense.
Like, and the one that just happened where they ran for 283 and Colston Loveland had 114 and two tutties.
You had like 600 yards of offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Everyone was eating except for you, and you were given opportunities to eat.
Why are you bringing all this up?
I'm bringing all of it up because there's some sports dadding that's going on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
And I know that had this been Caleb's dad, you know, we've already kind of gone through this with Caleb's dad.
We did last year, though, for Rome Odunze's dad, though.
Yes.
You remember that?
And here we are again.
Last year, Rome Odunze's dad posted a video to Twitter of Rome wide open in the end zone on a play where Caleb didn't throw it to him. And we all thought, is that a shot at Caleb from Rome's dad, from James Odunze? And then he retweeted it later and said this was about Dan Orlovsky's nonsense statement, not about anything or anybody else.
Right. This time, as there were people who were, he apparently was seeking out his son's name. There were people saying that Rome didn't get a lot of chances, and he retweeted that. And he was like, yep, that's on target. And then he's like, well, maybe they should trade him to a team that's going to do it. Then he made mention of the Marvin Harrison thing.
The one you just mentioned, somebody said, can the Bears trade Rome Odunze to a team that will actually throw to him? And James Odunze retweeted that with, is that a trophy emoji? What is that emoji?
I think that's a pen.
Yeah, drop a pen in it.
Oh, like you nailed it.
Yeah, you're on point.
Okay, you're on point. Is what that emoji is. So that's Rome's dad endorsing the idea of trading Rome to a team that will actually throw to him.
On a team that's 5-3, and he's having a great year.
Marvin Harrison Sr. is done staying quiet on his son's usage, was tweeted. And James Odunze retweeted that and said, good for Sr.
Yeah. That's a Hall of Fame wide receiver, though.
Yeah, you're saying, and that's a half hour later than the other tweet.
That's a team that stinks.
Any real closure on the possibility that he shot someone in Philadelphia?
Always hilarious. No, to your point, Alex. That's a bad team. Now they won last night, and Marvin Harrison had a very nice game.
They won last night, and Tony Gill Jr. Senior. Out there, because that's exactly
who Jacoby Brissett looks
like. He looks like Tony Gill. If Tony Gill was 6'5", he would look just like him. And
what would have happened if Tony Gill was 6'5"?
He probably played college basketball because he was a really good high school basketball player.
I didn't know
player.
That, so there you go.
He was just put into his Hall of Fame at his high school.
That's cool.
Yeah, congrats, for athletics.
Congrats to Tony.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
He's in
put
it.
Put him in the Hall.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
At Revis.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to Tony Gill. That's my guy.
But Rome Odunze is, I'm sure he's had to have a talk with his father at this point. Like last night or early this morning. Dad, stop what you're doing. You got to stop your parents from getting on the social media and embarrassing you and building drama. Stop it.
I'm all for him being able to say what he wants to say. That's cool. It's just... Look, if this were last year's team, I wouldn't like it, but I would understand it. You're winning games. You're right now a team that's fighting for a playoff spot. And on top of it, your son, who is a really great representative of the Bears, is out here having a good season. And the catches are one thing. Like, he didn't catch the ball this week, and it's annoying. Like, some of these catches you're hoping that he makes. in big situations. But his contribution to an incredible win that's supposed to feel good for everybody, including Rome, on a day where he doesn't catch the ball,
yeah,
he gets to look back and be like, you know what? I did my part, and we won, and it was great. And it just feels – I get that you have that – it shoots the endorphins to get stuff from social media. Like, it's that's clear. There is science behind it. You want the affirmation. You want to be able to vent. It's just, is it the wisest course of action for your son's career?
No.
That's the question that I have.
No. And so I would assume the chatter has elevated. I was trying to think who are like the most problematic sports dads on social media these days. And I did a little Google searching, but I just kept popping up with the Rome story because this is number one right now. You are the trending sports dad
right now. That's not great.
You Google that, and this is the content that you're getting.
Went back home, talked to my dad, and
like, Caleb, does your dad speak for you?
No. I actually shut my dad down quite a bit.
You gotta shut him down. Gets all chatty like that.
I appreciate at the time what Caleb, and that's a hard moment from son to dad to be like, I'm a grown ass man. You don't have to do this thing that you're doing. This is not the high school coach. This is not the Pop Warner coach. Your pressure is not going to do anything but make me look bad. So why don't you cut it out?
The Buffalo Bills have the best offense in football, followed by the Indianapolis Colts, the Dallas Cowboys, who are tied with the Chicago Bears. So the Bears are technically tied for third in best offense by yards in the NFL. And you're 5-3 in what is suddenly looking like a potentially gettable division, or at least a gettable playoff spot.
You're halfway through the season and your team is not out of it. It's that simple.
We're going to win many games.
That's right.
Your son is having... Shut up! You're endorsing the idea of a trade? Texture says maybe he's putting a pin in that just to save it for later. Is that another meaning of the pin emoji? Or are we
circle
stretching?
Back.
Circle back on that one. Either way.
It's just... I don't know. I feel bad because, like, I don't want to stifle anyone from sharing their thoughts. It's just that you can think, like, that's one of the dangers of this as a tool is...
Oh, it's the worst.
It's so handy, and then it's like, I'm emotional. I have to say this to the world. You don't have to say it to the world. You can say it to the room.
Count me among those who, for the moment, has uninstalled the Twitter on his phone. Now, I can still just go check on Google Chrome. I've done that before. You know what I'm saying?
Chrome Adunze.
Yeah. But right now, I'm appless.
Shout out to Stu Gatz.
And I like it. I like it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.